From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Has Barack Obama taken the lead? So far, Hillary Clinton has led the Democratic field for the White House race, but one poll shows Obama up front in Iowa. That state will host the nation's first caucuses, but not for another 2 months. Until then, it's anyone's game. For more, we've got Donna Brazile, a nationally syndicated columnist who also teaches at Georgetown University, and Robert George, an editorial writer for the New York Post. Welcome, folks.
Thanks. Hello. Good to be here.
Yep.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about this new Washington Post ABC News poll. It shows that Barack Obama has got 30% of the support from likely Democratic caucus goers, Hillary Clinton 26%. Robert, are those numbers A, real, and B, going to stay in place?
They are about as real as the next poll, and then the poll after that. I mean, basically, everything here is very fluid. However, there have been a number of data points over the last last several weeks that suggest that Mrs. Clinton has stumbled a little bit. She's still nationally ahead, even though there was a national poll that came out that showed that her lead nationally may be shrinking as well. And it seems in Iowa that there seems to be some movement for Barack Obama. He gave a very well-received speech there about a week or so ago, and it may very well be that his message of generational change is starting to resonate. And historically speaking, you have to remember that Iowa has never been as friendly to Clintons as, say, New Hampshire has. So that may be playing into this as well.
And the Iowa caucuses have a very specific structure that relies on a lot of people on the ground. And it's almost sort of like...
Some would say a weird structure, actually.
Yeah. It's got a lot of sort of, okay, we're going to grab our five friends and go over here. And, it's kind of like having a cocktail party in a strange way. Is that going to help or hurt Obama, do you think, Donna? And then also, what about Oprah Winfrey campaigning for him in Iowa?
Well, I agree with Robert that the race is quite fluid in Iowa and perhaps some of the other early states. Look, in order to reach viability as a Democrat in the Iowa caucuses, you have to receive 15% of the vote at your precinct that night. So, for example, if Hillary Clinton is your first choice, you go into those caucuses and you say, okay, I'm for Hillary Clinton. If 15% of the people in the room agree with you, you get a delegate or two. But if you're Barack Obama and you've been the second choice of all these other people that say perhaps for Biden or Richardson or John Edwards, you get two votes. You get to vote for Obama, but you also get to vote again if your candidate do not reach viability of 15%. So this is about organization, and both Hillary as well as Barack are working very hard to expand the universe of caucus goers. Normally on that cold wintry night, you expect about 125,000, 135,000 people. But as you well know, that's the night of the Orange Bowl. So we don't know if we're going to get 125,000, 130,000 Democrats to show up. I don't know what the Republican universe is. Robert may know that. But what I do know is that both Barack as well as Hillary are dependent on new people to come into the process, to stand up before their neighbors and declare their support for a candidate. This is very personal. It's very intense. And I believe before the end of the day, we're going to see the polls flip back to Hillary, maybe flip to John Edwards, flip back to Barack Obama. We won't know until January 3rd who the likely winner will be.
And Edwards, of course, Edwards has been on the ground in Iowa almost since the end of the 2004 race. He did very well here. He did very well there 3 years ago, and so his organization can't be underestimated. And of course, as you said before, that. The fact that that Oprah has declared that Obama is one of her favorite things may play, but though I don't know what Oprah's organization strength in the caucuses is as of yet.
I agree with you, Robert, because we know that she can help you sell books, but can she help you get people out to the caucuses or to the primary in New Hampshire? We don't know, but what we do know, she will attract a lot of media attention and a lot of attention to Barack Obama, and he needs that right now.
If she gives Obama. every one of Obama's supporters a brand new car, he has a very good shot here of driving away with
it. I might even change my mind and get off the neutral zone.
All right. Well, before we move away from this aspect of politics, I want to bring up the whole question of how the president is playing into this. The president has pointed to Senator Clinton as the Democrat to beat. And then Senator Obama told ABC News that, quote, "I can't tell if Bush is endorsing Hillary, hoping she's the nominee, or thanking her for her votes on Iraq and Iran." Donna, is the Bush, I wouldn't quite call it an endorsement, but is the president's saying that Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee going to help or hurt?
Well, for whatever reason, the Republicans have a maniacal focus on Hillary Clinton. I don't know if it's a strange attraction, or perhaps they really do believe that they can somehow or another engineer her victory. The president will not play any role whatsoever in selecting the next Democratic nominee. I don't have to tell you what the polls state, because he's in trouble even with Republicans at this time. They're rarely mentioning his name. So I think this is really a test of wills between one candidate who offers change, a new vision for America, and the other candidate who offers experience and the strength to lead from day one. The voters will decide and sort out which candidate they best believe can help America move forward in the 21st century.
Robert, do you think that the president can help choose or unchoose?
Well, I thought that the dynamics here were rather interesting. It is fascinating that a number of the Republicans have focused more on Hillary, because in the divided field that is the Republican Party right now, the one person that can actually unite the party actually is Hillary Clinton. And it is the case that if Hillary is the nominee, I think the Republicans will be, regardless of who our nominee is.
No, I'll put him in the studio now.
They'll come out in force against Hillary Clinton. But I thought Barack Obama's rhetoric there was incredibly sly in saying that he wasn't sure if the president was endorsing Hillary, which of course is a kiss of death to anybody who hears that in the Democratic primary, who's participating in the Democratic primary, or if he was he was thanking her for the votes on Iran and Iraq, which subtly reminds people that, oh yes, she supported the president on Iraq and she voted on Iran. So, I mean, I thought that was a very, very sly move on Barack Obama's part.
All right. Well, I do have to move on to New Orleans. I know, Donna, that Louisiana is your home state. In the city council election over the weekend, you had Jacqueline B. Clarkson beat out Cynthia Willard Lewis. And it's part of a trend of increasing white leadership in the Crescent City. More whites voted in the election than African Americans. And do you think that this is going to help transform New Orleans? I've heard a lot of local African Americans say people didn't want us to come back. This is just further evidence that we've lost our grip on the city. How does the racial politics of this play out?
You know, on one hand, Ray Nagin wins re-election. He had a very intense primary against the Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu. And then after the Nagin election, African-American voters sort of say, well, you know, why bother? There are a lot of displaced African-American New Orleanians all over the state of Louisiana. They are displaced in other parts of the country. Yet there was no attempt to rally them to vote early, or to get them to come out and vote in the last election, the runoff that just occurred. I think the Democratic Party is in trouble statewide in Louisiana. We don't have the kind of leadership that we once had in the form of, you know, John Breaux and others. And now people are sort of trying to figure out, where do we find our new generation of leadership? I think the Louisiana Legislative Black Caucus need to step up to the plate. They need to fill in a gap. They need to communicate with the New Orleanians who are now displaced and encourage them to vote in these elections. This is a very important political season coming up. And if African Americans and others who are displaced are not voting back at home or registered to vote where they are now living, then I think the state of Louisiana itself could be transformed over the next 2 to 3 political cycles.
But before I get to Robert, do you think that having a white majority in the council will mean that there's less attention paid to the needs of African-American residents and former residents who no longer live in the city?
No, I don't think so, because Ray Nagin is a very strong mayor, despite all of the, you know, conversations that people have about him. He's very strong. He's very committed to the recovery effort, especially in those neighborhoods. neighborhoods. Some of the leaders who have been elected, they're not anti-black or anti rebuilding parts of the city that were devastated. I do believe that we need to find a way for people to come together, and I focus less on the racial aspect but more on the recovery aspects. Look, Louisiana, and I speak as a native, we're thankful that the American people just gave us another federal dole out. We got $7 billion more to restore our levees and our coastal waterways, our ports, another $3 billion for our road home program. We need people to focus on helping us rebuild and not look at the racial aspect of it.
All right, Robert, what's going to happen? I mean, is this something that, is this going to help lead the city forward, or is this going to help divide the city?
Well, Donna definitely knows the politics there, far better than I do, though it does seem to be just in the context of demographics that, contrary to what Ray Nagin said a couple of years ago, it's being transformed from a chocolate city to maybe a mocha city. And there are some dynamics, of course, that are going to play out there. But I think what is happening at the state level is even more intriguing, that even Katrina aside, you're just seeing a very strong trend more in a statewide Republican direction, from David Vitter's election in 2004 to Bobby Jindal's as governor a few weeks ago. And I think that ultimately is going to have an even greater transformation in the context of New Orleans and just what's happening at the city council level.
All right, guys, we're going to have to let you go, but enjoy your holiday.
Will do.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Robert George is an editorial writer for the New York Post. He joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. And Donna Brazil is a nationally syndicated columnist who also teaches at Georgetown University. She joined me from NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.